We're doing Berachot, and we're up to page Gimel Amud Beis. We stopped in the middle, smack in the middle of a quote. The Gemara had said that David had a harp over his bed, and when midnight came and the northern wind would blow alone, so then it would go through the harp and wake, not necessarily wake him, but give him a sign to get aroused. And he'd stand up. Now you guys know why he was standing up, because in his day they were learning Torah standing. He would stand up and learn Torah until the morning. Miyad. We'll start over there. Miyad ayomed. Right away he'd stand up, vosek b'torah, and he'd deal in Torah. We're about 8 lines from the bottom. Achala muda shachar. We're at the end of the line. Till the morning. Kevan chala muda shachar. Morning comes, 72 minutes before the sunrise. Nechnasu chachmei Yisrael etzlo. So the wise men of Israel come in to David HaMelech. Amru lo, they said to him, Adoneinu HaMelech, our master, the king, Amcha Yisrael tzichin parnasa. Your nation, the people of Israel, they need parnasa. You know, they need the economy. First thing in the morning. He says, no, so get a stimulus package. Get people doing business with one another. What are you coming to me for? Amru lo, ena komitz mesbi atari. They said to him, you give a lion a small amount, that's not going to satiate him. That's not enough. And if you have a pit and you try to dig in the pit to fill it, you're not going to fill the pit from itself. If you don't give us a source of sustenance for the poor, so then we can't afford to sustain the poor. It's like digging within a pit to fill it. So he said, okay, I hear. Go get the battalions ready and go ambush, go get more income for the economy. So then they go and they take advice with Achitofel. Achitofel was the top advisor. The Pasuk says asking him was like asking God. So they'd ask his advice, how they should attack, what route they should take, how they should set up an ambush, all the plans of war the huge Talmud Chacham Achitofel told them. Then in Nachin B'Sanhedrin, they'd ask the court's permission, and now that the courts gave them permission, the courts know they're going to war, so they're going to pray that they succeed. V'Shalim Borim B'Tumim, and then, after they've set everything up, they go to the Kohen Godol, and they ask whether they will be successful, should they go out. Amar Rav Yosef Meyei Kra, so Rav Yosef says, what verse indicates this? The Pasuk describes the order of business in King David's army. The Pasuk says, after Achitofel was Benayal ben Yoyada and Avyasar, and the chief general of the kings was Yoab. So what's the order that the Pasuk is telling us about King David's cabinet? It's telling us, Achitofel Zeyuetz. They first went to Achitofel for, he's the advisor, chief of staff. That's what the verse says. Achitofel's advice was like asking God. So Achitofel gives great advice. So that's step number one. Then they go to Benayal ben Yoyada, the Sanhedrin. They go to Benayal ben Yoyada, he's the head of the court. So they go to the courts. And they ask permission to go to war. They grant permission. Now the courts are praying that they succeed. That's a reference to the Kohen Gadol who had the Urim Betumim. V'chenu Omer, Ubneyal ben Yoyada, Al HaKreti Ve'al HaPleiti. Benayal ben Yoyada was a step before going to the Kreti and Pleiti. And Kreti and Pleiti are the breastplate, the prophecy that they received from the Kohen Gadol. V'lama nikra shmam Kreti v'Pleiti? Why is the Kohen Gadol called Kreti and Pleiti? So the Talmud explains, Kreti shekoratim divrem, Pleiti shemuflaim b'divrem. Kreti, that they say a finite message, meaning they tell you exactly what they're saying, and Pleiti, that they're exceptional in what they say. Muflaim b'divrem. And only after they did all of that, Tzaltzva LaMelech Yoav, does the chief general enter the scene. Then Yoav goes and leads the people to war. But first it has to go through the whole cabinet. Through the advisor, through the Sanhedrin through the Urim Betumim, and only then does the chief general take them out to war.